It's a short walk back to the market building now, with the goddess Demeter standing on the gable. You'll be able to see her as you approach, so here's Demeter, her tale here told by a couple of friends of mine.
Hello, my name is Mia.
Hi, I'm Talia.
And we'd like to tell you the story of Demeter and her daughter Persephone.
Demeter was the goddess of earth and fertility. Because of her blessings and power, the crops grew in the fields and fruit grew on the trees, and humans had plenty of food to eat all year round.
Demeter had a daughter, Persephone, who was the beautiful goddess of springtime. Persephone's dad was Zeus, the mighty father of the gods who lived on Mount Olympus.
One day, Hades, the god of the underworld, came up to Earth and saw Persephone playing in a field and said, "She's really gorgeous." Hades went straight up to Zeus and said, "I wish your daughter to marry me and live with me in the underworld."
Without asking Persephone or her mother what they thought of the idea, Zeus said, "Yes, you can take my daughter." So when Demeter went looking for Persephone in the field, she couldn't find her. "Persephone," she called, "where are you?" When Demeter couldn't find Persephone, she got really, really worried.
Demeter searched the whole world for 9 days, asking every god she met, "Have you seen Persephone?" But nobody had seen her anywhere.
Then Demeter asked the sun, "Have you seen my daughter Persephone?" And the sun said, "Zeus gave her to Hades, and now she lives with him in the underworld."
When Demeter heard this news, she became sadder than she'd ever been before. She was so sad and angry that she put a curse on the land, and the plants and crops stopped growing.
Everyone was starving because there was no food to harvest and eat.
When Zeus heard this news, he got really worried and said, "I think letting Hades take Persephone away from her mother was a really big mistake."
So Zeus sent an urgent message to Hades and asked him to let Persephone come home so that Demeter would be happy again and make the plants and crops grow.
Hades said, "I really understand Zeus's problem, but here in the underworld, Persephone has eaten a pomegranate, and that means she has to stay here with me."
When Demeter heard this news, she grew even sadder and angrier than ever before, and she put a deeper curse on the land. Nothing grew.
So Zeus said to Demeter, "If you lift the curse, our daughter can return to live with you, as long as you agree that she must return to the underworld for 3 months of every year."
So Demeter agreed, and everyone was happy with this arrangement. Demeter gave the land her blessing again, and the crops grew in the fields and the fruit grew on the trees. Everyone had plenty of food to eat.
And ever since then, Persephone leaves her mother each year and goes back to the underworld to live with her husband, Hades. This time is winter, and all the crops and plants stop growing until Persephone comes back and brings the springtime again.
And that's Demeter up on our market building with the wheat and vegetables at her feet, the goddess of the harvest.
Thank you, Talia and Mia. And that's it, except for a final word from our three guides.
Well, Castlemaine means to me not only history, because a lot of places have got history, but that places have been conserved really well. And as long as you've got this interest in history around Castlemaine, it's going to stay the same, which is great.
Well, Castlemaine is home. It's the sense of belonging to where you were born and bred, I suppose, and having grown up at a period when some of the mines were still operating and living amongst the relics of the mines where we played as children, we naturally it became inbred to us to be interested. And as I got older, I recognised the importance of preserving what we have.
In the city, you can kind of choose your neighbourhood and shut yourself in or shut yourself off, more to the point, from people who aren't like you. Here in Castlemaine, it's not like that. It's everybody in together. There are many different dimensions to the town, and you have to be able to get on with all kinds of people. And it calls on a kind of a flexibility, and not just a flexibility, a compassion, and just a readiness to get on.
And I've been here about a decade, and I came for the open blue sky above my head. So thanks for taking the tour, and I hope you've had a good time. The Castlemaine Town Tour was sponsored by FOMAD, the Friends of the Mount Alexander Diggings, and it's one of a series of tours of the Central Victorian Goldfields for driving, for walking and on bicycle. The other tours include town tours of Bendigo, the Diggings Tour and the Eureka Reef Tour. They can all be downloaded at visitgoldfields.com or collected from a local visitor information centre. This tour was written and researched by me, Jan Wasitski, and produced by The Storyteller's Guide to the World. The narration was produced by Lee Fox, who also wrote the Demeter story. The street music was from the Guildford Street Band, Thompson's Foundry Band, Ian Wilson, Shelley Robbins and James Chapman. The music for Demeter was Women in Mourning from the CD Breakfast in Baghdad, sung by Heather Lee, and the church music was Bring Us, O Lord, from the CD Prayer for Peace, conducted by Anthony Walker. Many thanks to our guides with their wonderful research, Brian McCormack, Felix Cappy, Robin Anea, and to our guests, Ben Laycock, Ken Parker, Rick Nelson, and especially Talia and Mia. Recording and technical production were by Mark Woods and Mickey Levis at the Instrumental Music Centre, Castlemaine. Street music was recorded by yours truly with Nature Sounds courtesy of Listening Earth. For a CD of the music on this and other tours, please contact storytellersguide.com.au. This audio-visual project is a collaboration between the Mount Alexander Shire, the City of Greater Bendigo, Parks Victoria and Heritage Victoria, with funding from Regional Development Victoria. Copyright rests with the Mount Alexander Shire, the City of Bendigo and the individual composers. So thanks for coming on the Castlemaine Town Tour. Bye for now.